Okay,
so I hope we have a good and positive meeting this evening.
Yes.
And that we'll be able to have conversation. Go ahead, go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay. Chuck Nixon. Okay. Vanessa Dixon.
I'm here.
Okay. Dennis Williams.
Here.
Donna Grimes.
Here.
Julie.
Here.
Wayne.
Here.
Eileen. Eileen.
Thomas.
Okay. Rick Craig. Warren. Eileen.
She's not on yet.
Okay. Craig Hall. Craig Hall. He's not on yet. Martha Pearson.
Here.
Marcia Coleman.
Here.
Arthur.
Here.
Taboo's here. Maskila.
Here.
Lewis Wolf. Lewis Wolf.
I don't think he's on yet.
Okay. Nancy.
She's not on yet either.
Ron.
Jay Knight Wolf.
Pinchback.
Here.
Ron Pitchback.
Here.
Okay. Craig Williams.
Present.
Tony.
Here.
Thomas.
Thomas Blanton.
No, I'm sorry. Okay, Thomas Blanton is here. Okay. Thomas O'Rourke.
Yes, I'm here.
Nightwolf.
Here.
Kathleen.
Here, sorry, I was just unmuting. Kathleen's here, thank you.
Thomas Blanton.
Here. Twice.
Lucille.
Here.
Tim Willard.
Here.
Nick Arena.
Here.
Okay. That's it of those I called, but, and again, I'll go back. Chuck Nixon. I haven't heard anything from him, and I didn't hear anything from him from the last meeting.
Okay.
Eileen Rosin. Okay. Craig Hall. Nancy. Okay.
Lewis Wolf.
So, Wayne. Eileen, we haven't heard from Craig Hall and Lewis Wolf. Nancy Sorden.
Did you say Wayne
we haven't heard from?
No, Wayne is here. I know Wayne is here.
Okay, all right.
So it's just Eileen, Craig Hall, and Nancy, and Chuck Nixon.
Yeah, Lewis is on.
Yeah, I know Lewis is on. Yeah.
Lewis is
so again, it's only Nancy, Craig Hall, Eileen, and Chuck Nixon. And I haven't heard from any of them that they would not be here.
Yeah, I haven't received any emails either.
No. Oh, okay.
Hello. Can anyone hear me? This is Lewis Wolf.
Yes.
Yes.
The transmission is very garbled on my end. I don't know about others. I can barely understand anything.
I can hear okay. This is
okay,
Ellen.
Well,
I can hear okay.
I can hear you well. Yeah.
All right. I hope this will work. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Do Okay. I understand, Ellen, that we're supposed to have an executive meeting, too, because you sent another number. Is that right?
Well, that I think you just sent it just in case.
I sent that, yeah. I sent that just in case. Okay.
So that gives us...
Yes. Good evening, young lady. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Okay. Who is that? Just
that was Katia.
Hi, Ellen.
Oh, Katia. Hi. Hi, Katia.
This is Kathleen. I just want to clarify that we have 20 voting LSB members. Is that correct?
What do you mean, at this time, or we have 24 members on the board?
No, I didn't.
And we have a quorum right now, yes. We have four people missing, yes.
Yes, I just wanted to clarify that we are working with 20 voting members on the phone at this meeting, at this moment. Thank you.
Okay, Joe, you can get
on. Okay. So, we did roll call. Any absent? We have the absentees. Any resignations?
No resignations.
Okay. Appointments for the meeting. We need a timekeeper.
I can do it.
Who was that? Who just said they could do it?
I did, but I think someone else said they could do it. It's Martha.
Okay. So was it Martha or someone else?
I said I could do it, Arthur. So it's either one of us. It doesn't matter.
Okay. And the sergeant, I guess sergeant at arms, for what it's worth.
So it's going to be Arthur or Marcia? Martha.
Arthur, if you want to do it.
Okay, Arthur. Timekeeper.
Okay, yep.
Yeah. Sergeant at arms.
I'll do it. It's Donna.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Okay. Where are we at? 6:42. All right. Approval of agenda. All those who have motions, who want to add to the agenda, or who want to change or delete some of the agenda, this is the time to do that. I do have several motions that were sent out. I believe one is Craig Williams and one is Ron. I don't have any more here that
yes,
I see.
Yes,
those
do.
Two.
Yes, you do. Hello, Kathleen Malloy sent my motion to everyone.
Okay. Before we start this meeting, we're going to have to be recognized. So if you call to the stats, so we know that who's speaking, that we can't do this, you know, out of turn and. Okay, so is everybody okay with that?
I don't believe I was out of turn. You were saying that you didn't have my motion, so there's no stack for that. I'm telling you, I sent my motion.
Well, I said the two that I have. I didn't say I didn't. You know, there's others. There's a whole bunch out there.
Mr.
So the ones that I have typed out, the ones that I have typed out, then those who want to be added, they can be added.
Mr. Chair, the parliamentarian will...
Yes.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
I want to get back to the proper order. When approving the agenda has to be on the floor, and it has to be seconded before any amendments can be added to it. So what has to happen right now is there needs to be a motion to approve the agenda. Someone needs to second that motion, and so that, you can take a stack for people who would like to amend the existing agenda. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. So, again, approval of the agenda. Do we get a second on that?
Second. Donna.
Any changes? Anybody wants to add anything?
This is Kathleen. Sorry, I asked to be in the stack.
Please try it again. Please enter the conference PIN number followed by the pound key.
Did I get in the stack? I didn't hear someone recognize my request.
Yeah, you're up. Somebody's dialing on the line.
Can someone mute your phone?
Enter the conference PIN number followed by the pound key.
This is Tony. I'd like to be on the stack too.
Okay. So that's two. Kathleen
no,
Malloy and Tony Lewis.
And no, Thomas.
Ron.
No,
Ron Finchback?
Yeah, this is Ron, yes.
Okay, you want to be on the stack? Okay, so that's okay, so
Anybody else?
Chair, Thomas O'Rourke, I wanted to add one minor thing to the agenda, to the stat.
Okay. So that's Malloy, Tony, Ron, Thomas, anybody else? Did I miss anybody?
Yes, you missed Craig.
Was he after you or before?
Craig, where do you want to be?
Yeah, Craig, where do you want to be, man? Hello? Okay, maybe he muted his phone. Okay, so we'll go with what we have. Craig can come on at some point. Kathleen McCloy?
Malloy, yes. M-A-L-L-O-Y. Yep, okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
I sent out an email. Sorry, I'm just looking for it. Could I just hear from everyone who got my email, the email that asked for censure, reprimand, and removal of Jay Winter-Nightwolf from the LSB? I sent this to everyone. I think at 3:23 today, so Cebu, apparently you don't have it. I wonder if other people have this motion. All right.
Excuse me. Can I get on the stack in regards to that? I got the email, but it came at 6:18 p.m.
Okay, fine.
I'm looking at it.
I sent it out at 3:23, so whenever you got it, I can't help that. But I'm just assuming that everyone got this, so I'm going to proceed from that assumption. Unless they say no, they don't have it. All right. So my motion that I would like put under new business or whatever, again, I move that LSB member Jay Winter-Nightwolf be reprimanded, censured, and removed from the LSB because he has flagrantly violated his duty of care to Pacifica and to WPFW. So I have two more paragraphs, which I don't really want to take the time to read unless people did not get this. So I need some guidance on this if you want.
I think people, this is Chair, who's speaking?
That is Mr. Tatum speaking with a point of order.
Yes.
The subject of this motion needs to properly come in executive session. It can't come on the open session.
Right.
Craig Williams to the stack.
Fine. If what you're saying, Mr. Tatum, is that you don't want me to read the rest of what I wrote, if that's what you're saying, I'm fine with that.
I'm saying that the motion that you want to put on the open agenda is not properly put on an open agenda. That is, the subject that you want to read, you can very well read it in executive session. It's just not the proper motion to go in open session. That's all I'm
saying. Okay, that's just what I just said. So that's fine. So fine, I'm happy to have this motion on executive session. And I won't read any further.
But unfortunately, we're not at the point where we're taking a stack for executive session items. We're not taking them now. We're taking only open session items right now.
When are we going to take motions for executive session?
You'll have to ask the chair, but we need to move on right now.
No, I need to know when my request is going to be considered. When is it going to be considered?
Let me see. We can do it in new business.
Craig right,
Williams,
so that's
request the stack, please.
All right, so that's a commitment to consider my
yes.
motion about Jay Winter Nightwolf under new business.
Yes.
Thank you.
Sure.
Thank you.
Yes.
That
You're
is
welcome.
Incorrect. Mr. Chair, that is incorrect.
Yes.
Because new business is also a part of the open session. So I've already explained that the
You're
motion
correct.
And the subject of the motion can only be
okay.
an executive session. And to answer
okay,
a question,
so we have to...
that
Craig
well,
Williams, point of order, please.
You have to take, you have to open up the executive session first, and then you take a stack for items to go in the executive session. I hope you all
okay.
understand this.
Yeah, I understand. Okay, so
Craig
that would be done. So we, everybody, we will do have an, at this point, we will have the executive session. Everybody has that number.
Thank
okay.
you.
You're welcome.
Can people hear
right.
me? This is Craig Williams with the point of order.
Yes, we hear you. We hear you.
Okay. Point of, am I recognized, Chair?
Well, you're in front of some people, but yeah, go ahead.
No, this is a point of order on the parliamentarian's thing, not the agenda, which is Mr. Nightwolf was appointed to the board in an open session by board members, and the bylaws about closed sessions talk about personnel, finance, et cetera, et cetera. It does not talk about board members, and I believe that it is appropriate for an open session, and that I request that the LSB vote on whether they want to hear this in a open or closed portion of the session.
Appreciate it.
Arthur McLeod to the stack, please.
Okay, go ahead, Arthur.
Okay, I just want to say that I believe it's totally inappropriate to talk about any personnel issues. He's not only a member, he's also a staff member, and anything that we want to talk about a staff member should not be made public. I believe that the question from Kathleen should be that she wants to have an executive meeting, and then she can bring all of that out. But I do not believe in talking about personnel issues into
an open
public
meeting.
Public, yes. Under any circumstances.
I agree. Okay, so we will have a executive session. All those who feel that Craig's point is valid, do you want to vote on it? Do you want to pass?
Okay. Point of order.
Yes.
This is Arthur McLeod again. Okay. If, as long as you've said that you're going to have an executive meeting, that satisfies Kathleen's request, and it eliminates the public from hearing what anybody has to say about our personnel. So
okay.
I don't understand why we have to take a vote on that once you've already said that as the chairman. That's wasting time. If anybody disagrees with that, then they can say nay. But I don't. I think that's not totally unnecessary and a waste of time at this point. You've
okay,
already accepted.
On.
Yeah, move it on because you've already said it's going to be an executive meeting. That's it. That's what everybody needs.
Okay, there are several people who want to make some changes to the draft agenda. I think Tony, Leon, Rob, Ron has something. Thomas O'Rourke, something that you want to, you know, make some changes now or in committee.
And Craig also is on the stack for a new agenda item.
Right, okay.
Yes.
And Craig. Thank you. All right. So who wants to go first with their approval of the agenda?
Sabu Thomas here.
Listen, go with the stack, please.
Yeah, all right, go with the stack.
Ron was back on.
So we did.
Excuse me, Mr. Chair. This is Eileen.
Yes.
I just want to announce that I am now here. I couldn't get into the call before because the system, it turns out, only allows for 25 participants, and so we must be over that. Somebody has kindly patched me in, and that's how I'm here now. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. All right. Going back to the stat, okay, Tony, I think you were up, then Ron.
I think Ron was ahead of me, but I'll go if he doesn't mind.
Okay.
Okay, so I sent, I emailed the board on Monday, May the 11th, requesting that we have a discussion on apprising the board of all sources of income. So I'm making that a motion that the board be apprised of all sources of income and to disclose the names or organizations of all recent grantors and major matching donors. This will occur in open or closed session. So I'm moving that we do it in open session first.
And if it doesn't work, and you want to go into executive session?
Yes.
Get a second?
Second. Donna?
I second. Thomas.
Second.
But I thought we were dealing with the agenda, Sabu.
Well, these are changes to the agenda.
All right.
So people who have changes or want to add something, this is the time to do it. Or you can do it in committee. All those in favor? I guess we need a vote, Ellen.
Okay. Do we need to take a vote right now? Or is it yay or nay?
This is a vote on adding it to the agenda, correct? Point of question.
Yes. Yes.
Well, excuse me. Everyone has it. I think Craig had a motion, too, that we have to address.
Yeah, yeah.
And
everybody
Ron,
can get their
and Ron does as well. Yeah.
Right. This is the only one. Okay. So we need a...
We have to vote to add them to the agenda individually.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, can we do a group vote and then see if there are any nays?
No, they right. should be done individually.
No.
Okay. Okay, I'll go ahead and take the vote. Are you ready?
The parliamentarian would like to speak. Before you vote, the parliamentarian would like to speak.
Yes,
good. You can do this by unanimous consent. The chair can say, are there any objections to adding Tony's motion to this agenda?
Thank you.
If you don't have any objections, then it's added.
Okay.
If you have an objection, then you have to call the roll. So ask if there are any objections to adding Tony's motion to the agenda.
Are there any objections to adding Tony's motion to the agenda?
Yes, Kathleen objects. Kathleen also objects, and people have seen our exchanges about this, so you know why I'm objecting.
Okay.
Williams also objects.
We do have to go to the roll now.
Okay.
Okay.
Chuck is not here. Vanessa. Yes or no?
I'm working over here also. Please forgive me. What are we voting on? Adding something to the agenda? Which specific item? Is it Tony Leon's motion? Is that the one we're voting on now?
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry. No.
Okay, Dennis Williams, yes or no?
No.
Donna Grimes?
I accept it. I have no objections. Is that what no means? I have no objections.
No.
No, you have to say yes or no or abstain.
Yes
or no.
Did you vote yes, Donna?
Okay, I'm voting yes.
Julie Hewitt?
Yes.
Wayne Bruce?
No.
Ali Rosen? Eileen Rosen.
Yes. Sorry.
Craig Hall. Well, he hasn't answered yet. Martha Peterson.
Yes, and Nancy's trying to get in.
Okay. Marcia.
No.
Arthur.
No.
Sabu.
Stain.
Call him last.
Maskila.
Yes.
A point of order. Point of order, Mr. Chair.
Yes.
We have someone who, a member who is trying to get in on the call. Can pick one. Someone three-way her in on the call so she can participate in these votes.
Yeah, it's I believe it's Nancy. So if somebody has her number, give her a call and do a three-way. Okay, thank you, Tony. All right.
Lewis Wolf?
Yes.
Nancy Sorden, that's who's trying to get in. Okay, Ron Pinchback?
No.
Craig Williams?
No.
Tony Leon?
Yes.
Thomas O'Rourke?
Yes.
Nightwolf?
No.
Nightwolf?
Yes, is this the vote on whether we want to allow this to go for it?
To be placed on the agenda.
No, I have no objections.
So your vote is yes.
Hello,
so
can you hear?
Yes.
Pardon me?
Can you catch me in?
I'm trying to.
Okay.
Well, we can hear him now.
I can't get on yet.
We hear you.
We hear you.
Kathleen, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes. Kathleen?
Nancy here. Thank you.
My vote is no.
Thank you.
Who is that? Thomas Blanton.
Kathleen?
No. What? That was Eileen?
Thomas Blanton.
No.
Everybody be quiet and let Nancy speak, please.
Why are we letting Nancy speak? I was asked for my vote.
She was making her vote.
Asked for my vote. I didn't hear Nancy being
quiet. Chair, point of order.
Yes, everybody point.
Can we
everybody
please let the chair?
Okay.
Okay, so Eileen.
All right, can we stop for a minute? Because I can't hear who's what. So I'll go back. Nancy, are you voting yes or no?
I'm going to pass for now.
Okay, abstain. Thomas Blanton?
No, I'm passing. I want to come back after everybody else votes.
Did you get
my vote?
Did you get my vote? This is Kathleen.
Yes,
I didn't hear someone.
I didn't get your vote.
We'll get to you.
Thomas Blanton. Yes or no?
He might have muted himself.
Lucille?
He's on. He's here.
Okay, yes, Thomas Blanton, yes or no?
No. No.
Abstained. Get abstained, please.
No, this I've said it five times. No.
Okay, Lucille.
No.
Tim Willard.
No.
Nick Arena. Oh, that's right. Non-voting. Okay. All right, I'll count it now. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. 11. Okay. No's. Nancy, what do you say?
Yes.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 yeses. So the no's win.
No.
By one.
Wait a minute. Ellen, this is the parliamentarian. You have to give the count both sides, and then you have to call on the chair last.
Pardon me?
You have to give the results of the yes votes. You also have to give the results of the no votes, and then you call on the chair.
I just did it. The yes vote is 10. The no vote is 11. The no's 1.
What is the chair's vote?
Abstained.
He abstained.
Thank you.
Okay.
Oh, God. Help us.
All right.
Ron.
Nancy, with a request for information.
Yes, Nancy.
I'm sorry, I could not get in until just now. What did we just vote on, please?
We voted on to see if Tony's motion was to
be added
for about the financial thing to show proof of something.
Hey, no. Listen, it was about voting on adding his agenda item. That's it.
It was about what?
Something to add an item to your
agenda.
It was about whether Tony's vote should be, Tony's motion should be added or not.
Thank you.
And so the yeses were, yes, it should be added, and the no's were, no, it should not be added.
Thank you.
Okay. So again, the no's were 11 and the yes's were 10.
So the motion didn't pass.
Nancy, with a request for information.
Yes.
So that sounds like there's 21 people, 21 LSB members voting. Is that correct?
Yes.
I'm just trying to figure out why the system is at capacity, because the 21 LSB members, and Maestro said it wouldn't let me in. I had to get patched in through someone else. And so I'm wondering why is our capacity
on the call.
Only 23?
Point of order. Can we move
She's making a good point.
Privilege.
She's making a good point because
we don't know what the problem is right now. We're having a meeting. We can't sit up here and discuss about what the technical problems
are
right now.
Voting people on the call.
Please, everybody, calm down.
Craig Williams, point of clarification, please.
Yes. Are there more than 24 people on the call?
Yes, we've got Katia, we've got Ellen, and we don't know how many
Maybe that's it. Point of order. I just, because I want to report it to Otis, that's all. Okay, thank
you. Point of order, Chair?
Yes.
Could we have you chair the meeting and you recognize the speakers and no one is to speak without you having recognized them?
I'm trying.
Okay.
Okay.
Please enforce that. Thank you.
That motion did not pass.
Point of information, Chair.
Yes.
I might note that Nancy did not vote and you abstained. That's correct?
That's correct. Right.
And is Nancy willing to vote?
Nancy voted.
Nancy was one of 10 votes in favor or one of 11 against?
She was a yes. She was a 10, yes.
Oh. Can we please move on?
Okay, all right. Next on the...
Chair, this is Jerry. May I interrupt because I'm going to have to leave the meeting?
Oh.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, I'm sorry, everybody, but we are working as we are speaking right now. I'm currently on with Netta HR and Pacifica Legal trying to settle some matters. Katia is also on working and has a 7 o'clock appointment. I don't know that she can stay on this call either.
Jerry, I'm sorry. It's an appointment. I have to go pitch. I'm sorry. I got to go pitch, y'all. I was on the meeting. I got to pitch.
So I got to go. I'll write it. I'll write it. Thank you. Congratulations, Katia. Thank you. I appreciate that. Yes, congratulations. I appreciate that, Marcia. Thank you. Thank you, Katia. Okay, unless you want to... Jerry, so send me that report and then I'll get it out to the board. Yeah, I'll send it tomorrow. Tonight I'm pitching.
I'm sorry. I've been pitching since literally 5 o'clock this morning. I'll send it tomorrow.
Okay. No, I was talking to Jerry, but you can send it in. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right.
Well, goodbye, everyone. Have a good meeting.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Getting back to the approval of the agenda. So, Mr. Pinchback, you had something that you wanted?
Yes. I believe all of you guys have seen my motion to eliminate the mass committee. I'm not going to, waste a whole bunch of time, talking about it. You pretty much know what that's about. But more importantly, I just want everybody to understand that this motion does not take away the LSB's right to form a mass committee in the future if it chooses to do so. I'm talking about eliminating the mass committee that currently exists. And moving forward, I would hope that I would like the whole board, not a subcommittee, to participate in the evaluation process of the PD and the GM. Those are two of the things that the mass committee was charged to participate in. So I would feel a lot better and a lot more confident if they had all of you guys at the table when those evaluations took place. And so that's why I'm putting forth this motion to eliminate the mass committee, at this time.
All right, any seconds?
Second.
A second.
Although anyone who abstains, who votes no?
No objects. The parliamentarian says you have to ask if anyone objects.
Do they object? Anyone object?
Yeah. Object.
Yeah.
Object.
Okay, it has to go to a vote.
Okay. Chuck is not here. Vanessa Dixon, what do you vote?
Nancy,
yes
to the staff, please. I would love to. Nancy to the staff, please. Are we debating?
Hold still, everybody, please. Nancy, we're getting ready to vote.
Mr. Chair, the
we're not going to debate it.
What is that? Somebody got your music on?
Please,
yeah, someone has music or something on.
Sabu, this is Mr. Tatum. Like to speak. Okay. During roll calls, the roll is done in alphabetical order. So, therefore, everyone should mute their phone and unmute when your name comes up in the alphabetical order. And no one, and someone still is not muting. Everyone mute right now. Everyone mute. And Ellen will start at the beginning of the alphabet. When it comes your turn, unmute, vote, and then mute your phone back again. Thank you, Mr. Chair. That's all I wanted to say for now.
All right, thank you. Okay, Helen?
Nancy, what's the point of order?
Okay, Nancy, what is your point of order?
We have not had a chance to debate this or make any amendments.
This is a vote to place it on the agenda. It can take place before you put it on the agenda.
I made a point of order, and I would like a ruling on it.
Okay, we can. Yes, go ahead.
Ron was not recognized. I would like everyone to mute. And when they want to make a point of order or request for information or something like that, they unmute at that time. Now, the chair still has to recognize you even when you make a point of order. So right now, we're in the middle of the vote. And the vote, the point of order that Nancy is making right now has to be about the vote. It has to be about the vote. And as Ron, who spoke up, said, the vote is about whether to add his motion to the agenda or not. So nothing's out of order.
I'm very sorry.
Okay. So, Ellen,
I withdraw my point of order.
Everybody
I'm
mute,
sorry.
Okay, we got it. Nancy,
so
mute.
Everybody mute. Please, everybody mute. And Ellen, would you start the roll? Since someone objected, start the roll. Everybody mute. Unmute. Because I know everybody knows alphabetical order. So mute your phone. Unmute your
well,
phone.
No. Some of the names aren't alphabetical because they were put on later. So... okay.
Okay,
Vanessa Dixon.
Yes.
Dennis Williams.
Yes.
Donna Grimes.
No.
Julie.
Yes.
Wayne Bruce.
Yes.
Wayne. Eileen Rosen. Eileen Rosen.
I'm sorry, I was muted and I've lost track of what we're voting
Eileen
on.
Rosen. Eileen Rosen.
Do you not hear me?
Yes, I hear you. So
okay.
You have no idea what we were talking about?
I'm sorry, because Craig Hall is also trying to get into this call and has the same problem. I was just trying to tell him what to do.
Okay.
I've lost track of this. What are we, I'm sorry, what are we voting on?
Okay, somebody explained.
Just tell me.
We're voting on to add Ron's motion to the agenda or not.
To add it to the agenda? No. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Craig Hall? He's still not on. Martha Peterson?
No.
Marcia?
Yes, add it.
Arthur?
Yes.
Sabu?
Call him last, please.
Yes.
He said yes?
Call Sabu last, please. Call him last, please.
Okay. Maskila?
No.
Lewis?
No.
Nancy Sorden?
Yes.
Nancy. Ron Pinchback.
Yes.
Craig Williams.
Yes.
Tony.
No.
Thomas O'Rourke.
No.
Nightwolf.
Yes.
Kathleen Malloy.
Yes.
Thomas Blanton. Thomas Blanton. Thomas Blanton. Lucille Perez.
Yes.
Tim Willard.
Yes.
Okay. Thomas Blanton.
No.
Sabu.
You got to give him the count.
Nancy Sorden changes her vote to no.
Ellen, give the count first.
I'm going to give it, John.
Nightwolf changes his vote to no, too.
5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Okay, 9. And that's another change. Okay, so 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. So 12 yeses and 9 noes.
Is it just the opposite?
Okay.
Excuse me.
I said the yes first. The vote on Ron's motion was yes, there were 12 votes. And no, there were 9 votes. So the yes is 1. There were 12 yeses.
Did you call Sabu?
I kept calling Sabu, but you said to wait. I said, Sabu? Sabu, what was your vote?
Yes.
You voted yes, Sabu? Okay, that's 13 for Ron's motion. So 13 people said yes. In favor of having it discussed and on the agenda. Okay. Hello?
And the no votes?
And the no votes were 9.
Did anybody abstain?
No one abstained.
Thank you. That's the full report. Thank you so much, Ellen.
You're welcome.
Everybody, okay, so that was Ron's motion.
We have Craig's motion. Craig is up.
Craig, let me see. Thomas, so what's Thomas?
That would help
Craig. Okay, Craig, you can go next. Go ahead, man.
Okay, so I sent this out to everybody. I also sent out a whole bunch of ways that potentially the LSB members can help in fundraising. My motion is quite simple, that in this day and age where every public and community radio station is challenged in on-air fundraising and every sort of active event where we bring people together is challenged by the COVID-19. I move that the LSB establish a voluntary, non-binding give-and-get target for LSB members of $2,000 a year starting now for the next 12 months, and that target increasing $500 a year thereafter, and that as it is voluntary and non-binding, I do not believe it is in any violation of the Pacifica bylaws, and no LSB member would be punished in any way if they choose not to participate or are not successful in doing so, but that I believe it is really urgent that we send a clear message to ourselves that fundraising is absolutely essential.
Point of order.
I'm upset.
Point of order, Arthur McLeod.
Yes, Chair recognized McLeod.
Okay, thank you. He just acknowledged his whole pitch about, which I thought we are voting for what's going on the agenda. And that should have been stated when we got to that point on the agenda, if it's accepted. So I don't understand why he's making a motion right now while we are, where the votes are supposed to be, the topic is supposed to be what goes on the agenda and what not goes on the agenda.
That's what he's doing. Thank you.
Allowed this person to just, I mean, Greg, to speak his whole platform.
You're taking more time. Let's see if there's any objection between.
The parliamentarian would like to speak, Mr. Chair.
Chair recognized parliamentarian.
That is a point well taken, because this is the second time it happened. When somebody's adding something to the agenda, they motivate it at the time they're adding it to the agenda. And the gentleman said it accurately, add it to the agenda and motivate it at the time it comes up on the agenda. That was a point well taken. I needed to say that. Thank you. Bye.
Yes. Okay. You heard Craig's motion to be put on to the agenda. Can we get a second? Okay.
Second, I second it.
Anybody in disagreement
anybody
with it? Anybody object?
Any nay? Any objections?
Any objections?
Yes. Object.
Yes.
Go to the room.
Okay, to a vote. All right.
Vote.
Vanessa?
Yeah.
Yes or no? Yes? Okay.
Yeah.
Dennis?
Yes. Yes.
Donna Grimes?
No.
Julie?
Yes.
Wayne?
Yes.
Eileen? Eileen. Martha.
I'm sorry. I don't think you're going in alphabetical order by last name as you usually do. So I don't understand.
Okay. All right. Right now, I don't have it in alphabetical as last name. I'm going first name. Eileen. Yes or no?
Yes.
Or abstain.
Yeah.
I will change
Craig.
To abstain. Thank you. Abstain.
Okay.
Is someone
Craig
telling
Hall?
People how to vote? Thank you very much.
Craig Hall. Martha Peterson?
No.
Marcia?
Yes.
Arthur? Arthur?
No.
Sabu?
Call him last.
Okay, Maskila?
Maskila?
No.
Okay, I got it. Lewis Wolf?
No.
Nancy?
Abstain.
I heard you. Ron?
Yes.
Craig? Williams?
Yes.
Tony?
No.
Thomas O'Rourke?
No.
Nightwolf? Kathleen Malloy?
Yes.
Thomas Blanton?
Yes.
Lucille Perez?
Yes.
Tim Willard?
Yes.
Okay. Thomas Blanton, still not there?
I've spoken already. Can you not hear me?
No, I couldn't hear you. Yes or no?
I said yes.
Okay, didn't hear you. Pardon me. Okay. The yeses I am counting, John.
I didn't get my vote.
Oh, that's
yet.
Right. Sabu. Sabu, go ahead.
You don't call on Sabu after you get the count. You have to get
okay.
the count.
Sabu, he said, I get the count, then I call on you. A new thing.
That's correct.
Okay, yes. Okay, the yeses I'm counting now. Okay, 12 yeses. Did everybody hear me?
Yes.
And then the noes are 1, 2, 3, 4. There are 7 noes. Sabu, what is your vote?
No.
Okay, no. So now there's 8 noes. So there were 12 yeses and 8 no's to Craig's motion.
You forgot to mention the abstentions.
There were 2 abstentions.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay. So,
so that'll
be
addressed.
On the agenda.
Okay. And so Thomas O'Rourke, I think he had something too.
Yeah, he's up next. Yeah.
Sabu, I sent a request that the within the program committee reports, there should be enough time to have a brief discussion of the LSB planning committee a report and to plan the upcoming show at the end of the month. I'd just like about 2 minutes to explain
that.
Where we are.
Yeah, I did see that, and you can put that in the program committee report. You can add that on to the end of it.
All right. If it's no objection, I guess that's fine with me.
Any objections? Okay. All right, done.
Martha, to the staff?
Yes.
I'd like to make a request that anybody who wants to speak wait until they're recognized. They come on the stack first. And Kathleen, if you could please do that, because I'm tired of the interruptions. Please don't acknowledge anybody until they ask to be called to the stack.
Yes, I appreciate what I did. I just don't like hearing people being told how to vote. Thank you.
Okay, I don't know where that came from, but anyway. All right, moving along.
Okay, let's move forward.
Okay. Are there any more agenda changes or motions to be added or for the agenda?
This is Kathleen. May I be recognized for a point of information?
I call for a point of order first.
Okay. Point of order first, then Kathleen.
My point of order is. That is now 7:31 and time for community comment.
Correct. Yes, yeah. So thank you.
Yeah, Joe
thank
Brown,
you
a community comment?
Yes, go ahead, Joe.
Okay, so
we're now
hello,
in community
everyone.
Comment.
Thank you. Thank you, Sabu. Hello, everyone. How's everybody doing?
Good.
How's
it?
Yeah, I wish I was in person with you guys tonight instead of on the phone. So I have a number of concerns and comments. One is the Jay Winter Nightwolf situation over a fundraising plan.
Point of order.
Implications
point
about
of order. Point of order is that we're not discussing any personnel until after we have when we open up for the executive or closed session.
This is community comment.
That point. And you may not have been on the line, but we are having an executive closed session.
But I can speak about anything I want to. I'm a community comment.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I didn't know you were a community comment.
Okay.
Sir.
So that's okay. So I have a concern about Jay Winter Nightwolf's situation over a fundraising plan that has implications about illegalities that could affect our station. Number two, I hope everyone is healthy and taking all the safety precautions to be safe. We will get through. Number three, I still would like the LSB to look into how WPFW was involved in shutting down WBAI and should never have done so. You know, who was involved, why did they do it, and you know, it doesn't make any sense to me that we have not looked into who was involved, why they were involved, you know, whose orders they were following. The order should have been denied if it was to shut down one of our flagship stations. So those are my comments. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, thank you, Joe.
Yeah.
Any more community comments?
Yes, Cliff Smith is here.
Hey, how are you, Cliff?
Cliff.
I'm all right. Three or four items. I also would like to say something about Jay Winter Nightwolf, which is really goes back into history. The two groups that have been most horrendously treated in our American history is Native Americans and African Americans. And it's great that we have a station that is dominated by African Americans. It is a wonderful treasure of this country. On the other hand, it would seem to me like that in the line of unity, we should give more than just 1 hour a week to Native Americans. I personally think that the Winter Night Wolf show is the best show we have on WPFW. And Winter Night Wolf is a leader of national proportions within the Native American community. And there may be differences in terms of personalities and stuff like that, but he runs a wonderful show, and frankly, we should have at least 2 hours of Jay Winter Night Wolf on the air each week rather than one. And just to have 1 hour a week, I don't feel is right. Anyway, other items. I think it's wonderful that we are working with WBAI. We are the two stations, so PFW and BAI, who tend to be sort of neglected or denied by the West Coast. And I think that we need to work in unity in terms of creating a united front against attacks on the East Coast stations. One other thing is, adding to the agenda, I always thought that if there's controversy about an item, that the item should be added to the agenda sort of regardless of the issue, and then if there's controversy, that comes up at the time when it is brought up during the meeting. So I don't understand why there should be votes in which to decide what goes on the agenda. It seems to me like it would be fairly simple whether you agree or disagree with the item that it shouldn't be on the agenda. To me, it's discrimination against discussion around those agenda items. I think that's the other thing is we shouldn't have a line in which only 25 people are allowed, because if we have 24 people on the LSB, it means that only one other person is allowed, and we may have people like Katia or Jerry. We may have several community commentators, but we should have a line in which probably at least there should be 35 people allowed on the line, very, very minimum 30 people, but certainly not 25. That's all I have to say. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Cliff and Joe.
Thank you, man.
All right. Anybody else for community comment? Okay. Save some time. All right. Thank you, Arthur, for reminding me of that time thing. Okay.
Could I get on the stack? This is Ellen.
Okay. This is Kathleen. Yes. I have a point of information, a point of order, request for information.
Okay. Ellen and then Kathleen.
Yeah, mine is a simple one. We have to go to approval of minutes, too.
Right. I'm trying to get back to that. Kathleen, Ms. McGlory, what is your...
Yes, Kathleen is just fine. I just wanted some clarification on where the items. I understand that the motion regarding Nightwolf is going to executive session. I just wanted to understand where the other two items that we have approved for the agenda, you know, where are they going to appear and how much time is going to be allotted. Thank you.
Okay. The mass will be done, I guess, during the mass report. We can do that there. And then the other one that was approved to be put into the... What's the other one, Ellen? There were two that were approved. One was
okay, it was approved was Ron's and Craig's in terms of their
finance.
It's managing a giver fundraiser.
Okay. All right. Thanks. Okay. And that would go into, guess we can do that in the finance committee report. We have some time to do that.
And then Thomas, oh, can I go to on the stack just to remind you something? Thomas O'Rourke, the LSB show.
Yeah, that would go into the finance committee. Okay. All right.